The Matilda Way. Reliving Matilda of Canossa's story by travelling through the ancient sites of her grand fiefdom is an extraordinary evocative enterprise if we take the Matilda Way, a network of itineraries that follow ancient medieval trails. These take us to the Grand Countess's castles, passing through ancient villages nestling in an enchanting natural landscape. We suggest 5 legs, from the Canossa Rock to the San Pellegrino Pilgrim's Hospice on the Apennine Ridge, along a route marked by signposts and information panels. The slowness of the walk will allow us to enjoy to the full the artistic and historic heritage left behind by the most important woman of the Middle Ages. This audio guide is a simplified version of the more detailed roadbook downloadable from the Reggio Emilia Turismo site. The first leg, which should take about 4 hours 30 minutes, begins from Ciano Denza, chief town of the municipality of Canossa, and takes an enjoyable winding route through farmland and downy oak woods along the Vico stream valley. With a short deviation, we reach the castle of Rosena, or we can continue towards the castle of Canossa, surrounded by the striking gullies that lend the landscape an almost lunar look. We then continue towards Borgo di Cavandola, stopping off at the small village of Ottigno, home to the House of Tibet and its museum. Leaving from Cavandola, we follow the slopes of Mount Tesa, with stunning views of the Middle Apennine, as far as Ceredolo dei Coppi. Of note, apart from the numerous towers with their dovecots, are the masks and ashlars to ward off evil spirits on the walls of the ancient village houses. From Ceredolo dei Coppi, we continue a short distance along the asphalted road to Casina, to turn sharp left down into the valley towards Chessi, an isolated rural house. We continue downwards to cross the Campola torrent and then the Bergogno stream, and in a short while we find ourselves below Bergogno itself, a fine example of a typical Apennine village. The second leg takes us to Casina, a walk of around 3 hours. After leaving Bergogno, we soon turn right along a cart track that gently descends into the Faieto Gully. After crossing the small watercourse, an old mule track takes us up through the chestnut wood to Crocicchio. We recommend making a detour to the nearby Paullo Parish Church, which has a beautiful Romanesque facade and which was mentioned as far back as 980 in a diploma of Emperor Otto II. From Crocicchio, we carry on to the little hamlet of Monchio dei Ferri. Dominating the valley is the Corte dei Rossi, a fine example of a late medieval rural dwelling with 2 16th-century tower houses. Then, after we pass Il Ponte and Carobbio, the route takes us up to the castle of Sarzano. This was one of the most important hubs of Matilda's power, already mentioned in 958, in a deed of sale when Adalberto Atto di Canossa, Matilda's ancestor, bought the woods, in fundo et loco Serzana. Today, all that remains is the keep, a tower now used as a bell tower, some stretches of the walls, and parts of the entrance gateway. We now descend along a panoramic path to Casina, referred to in a list of the possessions of the Abbey of Sant'Apollonio of Canossa, dated 1116. The third leg, from Casina to Carpineti, which takes about 4 hours, we might consider the tower house part. It is a moving experience getting to know these minor monuments of the Emilian Mountains, buildings halfway between residence and castles that remind us of the small feudatories, the taxes and tax collectors, and the daily struggle to survive. Small villages and natural landscapes chase one another through farmland and woods of oak and chestnut. Lago dei Pini, Giandetto, Mulino del Tasso, Paulli, the evocative 18th century Corte di Valcava and Croveglia are just some of the places we meet along the route, which also branches off to take in Mandra, San Vitale and the castle of Carpineti, to then change its name to the Spallanzani Way. Back on the Matilda Way, we proceed along the Carpineti Valley to pass through Croce di Petrella, Giavello and Rio Minello, to reach the church of San Donato di Tresinara, mentioned in ancient documents as far back as 1191, and seemingly built at Matilda's request. From Riana, we continue along a path that ends up in the suburbs of Carpineti. Here in 956, Liudolf, the son of Otto I, died at the hands of Atto Adalberto, Matilda's ancestor. Fourth leg from Carpineti to Toano in 5 hours. The castle of the Carpinete rises from one of the most striking ridges in the Reggio Emilia Apennines, one that links Mount Valestra with Mount Fosola and the Pietra di Bismantova. It can be reached in 30 minutes from the centre of Carpineti by climbing back up the ancient Matilda Way. This was one of the pivotal points of Canossa's defence system and Matilda's favourite residence. A brief 45-minute detour along the top of the crest northwards takes us to the castle with the isolated San Vitale parish church. The Matilda Way continues southwards across the slopes of Mount Banzola, passes Casera, descends left to the church of San Pietro, passes through Savognatica, Calbazzani, Cogliola, and after crossing the road at the foot of the valley, starts climbing up the right-hand side along the ancient communal road, which cuts through the open fields as far as Cavola, famous for its truffles. Worth a visit is the parish church, whose portal and sides boast remarkable stonework decorations and the oratory of the Madonna della Neve, with its 17th century altar of inlaid wood, the work of Francesco Ceccati. In 30 minutes we reach Stiano, a rural nucleus on the slopes of Mount Croce, with the ancient building known as the Casa dei Ceccati from the 15th and 16th centuries and the 17th century Casino dei Manfredi. Our route continues along an ancient mule track until it reaches the road to Corneto, and then across fields and through woods to end up at the charming little village of Manno. A cart track through woods and across fields indicates the direction towards the panoramic ridge, which, following a stretch of ancient mule track, leads directly to the millenary church of Santa Maria di Toano, one of the most important monuments of Romanesque architecture in the Emilian Apennine. It was granted on perpetual lease to Matilda's father Boniface in 1070. The facade is simple with a pitched roof, while some extraordinary sandstone capitals featuring anthropomorphic, geometric and floral figures are found inside. Beside the church, in the direction of the modern centre of Toano, is the castle village, the original nucleus of the settlement, with a tower now used as a bell tower. Fifth leg from Toano to Gazzano in 6 hours, surrounded by nature. From the church of Santa Maria di Toano, we continue southwards along a cart track to reach the isolated oratory of Prevedelli, a fine example of a rural church in a panoramic position. The Matilda Way continues steeply downwards towards Friale and then towards the Quara thermal springs to the left of the Dolo. Then one of the most spectacular paths in the Reggio Apennine runs high along the Dolo Ravines as far as Cadignano in the municipality of Villa Minozzo. The nearby village of Gova, like the centres of Costobona and Morziano, is famous for its maggi, dramatic performances based on chivalrous epics typical of the high Secchia Basin and the Dolo, as well as the Garfagnana. From Cadignano, the Matilda Way divides, carrying on to Modena or along various branches across the Reggio Apennine.